Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. Yesterday, Chancellor Angela Merkel held a diesel summit. Representatives of federal states and 30 communities that are highly affected by air pollution were invited. Merkel promised to increase the German-wide mobility fund by 500 million euro to 750 million euro. The funding is targeted to help cities and metropolitan areas in the fight against air pollution by providing a better infrastructure for e-mobility and to make public transportation more attractive. Berlin Mayor Michael Müller participated at the summit, as the capital is exceeding the allowed nitrogen oxide levels of 40 microgram per cubic meter on a regular basis. Berlin's fleet of vehicles is also contributing to the problem, as most of the 3,500 vehicles, for example, used by the BVG and waste management, are running on diesel fuel. The BVG is planning to order 30 electro buses soon. As reported by RBB, a 31-year-old man was beaten and tied to a tree late Sunday night in Tiergarten. He was lured into the park around 11:30 p.m. on the pretext of meeting with cousins or other relatives. The victim reported that two men then gagged, tied, kicked, and beat him and left him at the tree until he freed himself and after an hour and a half. According to authorities, the crime was committed for reasons of homophobia, as Tiergarten is considered a meeting point of the gay scene in Berlin. Police are investigating whether relatives or acquaintances of the victim have anything to do with the crime. Berlin's second largest prison is now run by a woman. As reported by the Senate Justice Department, Anke Stein, the new director of the Moabit prison, was introduced to her office on Monday. Stein follows Wolfgang Fixen, who held the office in Moabit for almost 24 years. She is the only woman ever to lead a Berlin prison. The Moabit Detention Center sits near the government district and right next to the major criminal court. It is one of the oldest and most famous prisons in Berlin, detaining a few well-known prisoners in its history, including communist Ernst Thälmann and the APO activist Fritz Teufel, and the RAF lawyer and later neo-Nazi Horst Mahler. The satirical and anti-clerical organization Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster announced yesterday to move to the Federal Constitutional Court in order to be recognized as a religious group. Background of the case is a court decision that forbids the so-called Pastafarians to put signs announcing church services at the city border of Templin-Brandenburg. As Berlin Briefing reported, the Upper State Court of Brandenburg decided that the organization would not fulfill the requirements to be a religious or ideology group. The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster was founded in 2005 in the U.S. It was a protest against the equal treatment of evolution theory and creationism in school. The organization reports to have several thousand followers in Germany and is supporting the promotion of science. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.